Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's time for sport. Darren Frahill is here, and it's Reid versus McIlroy. Golf getting
interesting.
It is,
Mary. It's a pleasant Monday morning for the likes of me to be able to watch a bit of golf in the morning when you come in here to work. Usually we're reflecting on the result, and you couldn't script it, really. We had Teagate last week, didn't we? Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reid. Well, the final round of that Dubai Desert Classic is well underway at this stage. Of course, the tournament being completed today because of weather delays. Rory not having it all his own way. He led by three at the start of play, but that's down to one stroke now. Patrick Reid piling on the pressure. Rory 15 under after seven holes. He's had a par on each of those holes, just hasn't got firing at all. And Reid has birdied 2, 3 and 6. He's playing the ninth. It's going to be an interesting couple of hours ahead. More on that in another hour for you here on the programme. Wins yesterday for Roscommon and Tyrone in Division 1 of the Allianz Football League. Meath beat Cork in Division 2. Clare edged out Louth. Offaly and Cavan made winning starts to Division 3. And Laois and Leitrim secured victories in Division 4. And great to have the league back over the weekend. Roscommon's win over Tyrone, one of the highlights. Young Ben O'Carroll put the glass on a 3-11 to 1-12 win yesterday.
Coming strong once again. The ball is knocked forward. Could be a goal here, and it's buried into the back of the net. Roscommon get the goal. Flashed into the back of the net, and it's Ben O'Carroll, the UCD student, who drilled it low into the back of the net. And the Roscommon fans, well, they're in full voice now.
The goal at the end was just to finish it off, really. We were close enough at that stage anyway.
And you got the opening 2 points of the game as well.
Yeah, it was a good start to the game. And
how important was it for Roscommon to start on the front foot on a positive footing? Because obviously back in Division 1, every point is hard earned, but to get the 2 points on offer today, that's very important heading into Galway next week.
That's a good start, yeah, that's it really. No. We've Galway now next week, which will be very tough again.
Yeah, great league debut for young Ben, doing all his talking, I think, on the pitch there, speaking to Adrian Eames after the match. Eamon Fitzmaurice will join us a little bit later on to reflect on that opening weekend. Galway beat Dublin in the Little Ladies Football League. Waterford and Cork played out a draw. Now, Brighton knocked Liverpool, the holders, out of the FA Cup yesterday with a 2-1 win. This time last year, we were talking about Liverpool going for all four major trophies. Well, they're just having a very disappointing season by their standards. 18-year-old Evan Ferguson, however, went off injured for Brighton. Great win for them, but it was a very poor challenge by Fabinho. And here in Ireland, we're all a little concerned ahead of those qualifiers coming up in March. We have France here in Dublin. Former Sheffield Wednesday midfielder Paul Carey joins me now. Paul, any indication on the full extent of that injury yet?
Not yet, Darren. I think it's probably going to be a couple of days before they're able to get a scan on his Achilles and see what the damage is there. But it was a really sloppy tackle, like you mentioned, you know, from Fabinho right down the back of Evan Ferguson's leg, and one that can cause a serious amount of damage. So you would hope that it's an impact injury and that there isn't any damage to his tendon there.
He has lit up this season. He's only 18. Do you expect him to play a big role against France in March if he is fit?
Yeah, listen, it's so refreshing watching him every week. I mean, his performances, that's the second time in 2 weeks now that he's caused that Liverpool back four and given them a difficult time. And, you know, ask anybody who's played the game, it's not an easy job being that lone front man, and he has all the tools to do it. He's more than capable of mixing it physically, like he's shown. He's the footwork and technique to link the play with his feet, and that's probably something that we haven't had in our international fold for quite a while now. And I don't think it's a case of whether or not he will start. Should he be fit come France? I think he's an absolute shoe-in. And under Kenny, we've struggled for goals. Darren, Callum Robinson has a decent return with 6. But after that comes Shane Duffy with 4. And with the form that Evan Ferguson's in, the goals that he scored against Everton, Leicester and Arsenal, you know, he is somebody who can absolutely build the team around.
Paul, he hasn't actually been capped by the senior team yet. Are you concerned, especially given he has English heritage, his mum is from England?
I hope not, Darren. But no, I'd be very surprised. Listen, he's played the whole way up at the underage levels with Ireland. He seems to have pinned his allegiance to Ireland already, and seems to be somebody who enjoys playing for the national side. And you could see that in the 21s recently in the qualifiers, you know, just how well he led the line in that green shirt. And I don't think we have any worries that it's going to be a Declan Rice or a Jack Grealish situation.
Let's hope so. Finally, quick word in Liverpool. What is going on there?
It's hard to know. I mean, Darren, the bite has completely gone from their game. There's zero energy in midfield. There doesn't seem to be any sort of threat like they had in previous campaigns up top. And they're consistently going behind in games and giving themselves mountains to climb. So it's at this point, it is very difficult to argue against a major overhaul in the summer of that squad and freshening things up. With the club up for sale, though, it's very difficult to know whether they have the funds to do that. So worrying times for Liverpool fans.
Paul, great talking to you as always. Great to see Irish international John Egan come to Sheffield United's rescue again yesterday. 3-3 draw away to Wrexham, and he equalised in the 95th minute. Stoke beat Stevenage 3-1. Celtic restore their 9-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership. 2-0 win against Dundee United. The Irish women's sevens team lost their semi-finals of the World Sevens event in Sydney to New Zealand, and unfortunately they also lost the bronze medal game to the USA. And finally, Novak Djokovic has done it. He won the Australian Open in the early hours of yesterday morning following a win over Stefanos Tsitsipas.